Hello, welcome to One for the Podcast. I am live outside number 4 Tresillian Way. You'll know it best as 19 Riverbank here in Walkford, Christchurch, just with my dog Fly, on a little holiday here in Poole. But I decided to travel 45 minutes down the way just to visit our favourite second home, I suppose. Well, my favourite second home. My favourite home's back home, but yeah. What I'm doing right now is I'm sat in the back of my fairly new van, and just sort of probably being a bit weird, but you know, hopefully I'm not right outside the house. I'm just a few yards to the left of it, if you like, opposite the road, and speaking into this mic, hoping everyone's okay. I did release a very brief video, Twitter, Facebook. Just subtly revealing that I was at Tresillian Way right at the end. I'm sure you'd all noticed. And I was just saying that I got a podcast coming out, which is kind of an unplanned episode. It's not really a specific to One Thing the Grave as such. It's just other sitcoms and discussions, etc., with Darren and Si. So it's quite a long episode, so I'm going to try and scale it right back to something that's not going to bore you. But we had fun doing it, so that'll be out, you know, probably in the next couple of weeks or so. Welcome to any newer listeners, actually. People still get in touch to pass on compliments, so I'm very grateful for that. Anyone who goes back to the beginning and listens to the eps as well, kudos to you. Still obviously plan to release more episodes, but you know, I've reviewed them all now, as you know, and I do try to get special guests on. Be very lucky with who I have had on. But I kind of taken a break in terms of persevering to get your Angus Deatons and Janine Davitskys of the world on. Annette Crosby's kind of out of the question now. So, but yeah, Annette and Janine, I don't give up as such. I've just taken a break from pestering them. But yeah, as I just sort of sit here, back of my van, the roof up, I'm just thinking, not the roof up, sorry, the back door up. I'm just looking on and thinking all the scenes that I filmed in this street. The show, and it's a lot smaller in the flesh. I know many of you have visited here and have a cheeky photo outside his flat, his house even. So he's still got the palm tree like it was in the show, but that palm tree was installed probably quite a number of years ago. This is my second time visiting here. Obviously the first was with Darren and Si, where we did a live pod. I haven't really got the courage to knock on the residents of Victor Meldrew's house and Mr. Sweeney's house anymore. Because, well, I got the dog with me, and it's just not that kind of vibe today. I'm just sort of sitting on, looking on at someone else's house, effectively. So the police may be called imminently. Just off the top of my head, with what I was talking about just then, the sort of scenes that I filmed. You got Mr. Skimpson in, I can't remember which episode that was now. Beware the tricks on the roof, of course, yeah. I was just trying to work out which alleyway she might have walked down before we thought she was getting attacked, where she's actually attacking the cyclists. I went round the back of the house to where the garages are, and there's a bit of woodlands behind there with a sort of a footpath, and there's a footpath just around the corner, which looks a bit shady, so it could be one of those two. I think it was the episode Only a Story of Mrs. Warboys Come to Stay, and Victor was put down as the contact for the editor in the local rag, and the news people came and got their own back and filmed him getting dressed. I was just thinking that looked like quite a wide shot of like a big crane and a cameraman just peering through the window. So it's obviously still weird to think that Mr. and Mrs. Aylesbury lived opposite this house, but as I look at the house now, and I have spoken about this several times, but just to refresh your memories, minds, if you've not visited here, opposite is no sort of such house that would. God, white van just drove by. Actually, wonder if the TV repair people come to take away video. Sorry, back on track. Yeah, there's no sort of houses facing the riverbank houses. So just distracted by this white van guy. Does he have any idea he's about to deliver a parcel to maybe Mr. Meldrew's house or Mr. Sweeney's house? Or Patrick and Pippa's house. I'm just going to see now, where is he delivering it? Because there's the end house, the fourth one, that's never in shot, or we don't know who lives there. So I'm just going to see now, just a live commentary. Where's he going? Right, he's carrying a parcel. And he's going to Patrick and Pippa's house. I wonder if it's a big cake. No, it doesn't look like a cake. He's knocking on the door. It's another van. That's an electrical van that's just passed by. 71-foot references right now. Let's see if anyone's going to answer Miss, Pippa. Patrick and Pippa's house. It's quite exciting. It's a live event. You don't get this on any other podcast. Oh, they've answered. And it's a lady that's answered. Oh, the van's about to drive by. Sorry, everyone. Hang on. Pippa has aged. You might have heard that. A very jolly delivery guy. But no, that is... yeah, I don't know if he had any idea that he's just done that. Oh, and he's just popped a... Sorry, went in note to Victor's house. That's interesting. Or is it? Maybe not. That's number 4, Tresillian Way, of course. I just can't get over it. These are the houses that they filmed at. Like, external shots. It just doesn't seem real. And, of course, across the way, Tresillian Close is where... mostly in Luton Airport, Noel Can You Scream, where Victor sent the party to the wrong address by mistake. No thanks to his illegible handwriting. So I haven't done a singular lone podcast for what seems like a good couple of years. I'm sure the noise of those seagulls on top of Victor's house would do his absolute head in. But this is a short and sweet pod compared to what they usually are. That's it, aren't they? I'm sure you can hear that. If you can't hear that, you just hear me reacting to some seagulls. 3 or 4 of them on top of the roof, going crazy. I mean, we're not that far from the coast, I suppose. I'm actually staying in Poole, in a caravan park. And it's a haven place. And it's, it's not been a great experience, actually. The kids have enjoyed it, that's all that matters. However, it's just an absolute dive. Our chalet caravan is not very nice. I have stayed in much nicer ones. It's something that Victor would relish in moaning at. It's just a bit leaf on there. I found a blood-stained duvet cover, a saucepan with like a char-grilled sponge at the bottom. It's disgusting. One of the beds, which is was connected together with like 2 pieces... The bit that connects it, like a metal, I can't think of the word, is sticking out. That cut my other half's leg. My mother-in-law, she cut her thumb on something inside the cupboard when she was putting some clothes away. The carpets are minging. They're like really thin and hard and, oh, it's just not very nice. But like I said, the kids are enjoying it, so that's all that matters. It's got a swimming pool. You have to book on to get swimming. And it was fully booked before we even got here, but we managed to get a couple of swimming places, so yeah, not too bad. The family, the others are actually at Monkey World, so I don't know if they'll see a Victor-esque type guy being attacked by a chimp, but I'll look forward to hearing all about it if it does happen. There's another van that's just passed. It's a electrical appliance van, and it, again, there they are again. I'm thinking of the episode, it must have been Descent into the Maelstrom, where Victor just allowed people to walk in and take all his electrical goods. I think it's that, but yeah. But no sign of anyone breaking in just yet. He's as bammy as the Pope's Catholic. I think that was the line. Let's look into house number 4 here on the riverbank houses. I wonder why that was never used as an optional extra to have like an additional neighbour. That would be weird. Because... I don't know why they didn't include that. I mean, obviously, David Renwick decided that he only wanted a certain amount of characters in Victor's life, or, you know, characters, but people in his network. But it would be interesting to see who could have lived at the end. I mean, Mrs. Wallboys technically could have, couldn't she? Any other sort of people they talk about regularly? Cousins, uncles, aunts, maybe one of those could have lived there. But they didn't really know anyone, did they? Imagine if Limpy Brinnick lived there. He'd never have had to have gone to the reunion. Or would he? He probably would have. I think the pair of them would have both gone, wouldn't they? But Limpy would have made sure he got home safely, perhaps. I don't know. I'll end this short ep. Thank you very much for listening. I spoke earlier about trying to get special guests on and giving up, but I have actually arranged a special guest.
Not the any names I've mentioned, obviously. I'm not bluffing you, double bluffing you at all, but someone associated with the show. So they have agreed to come on. I just actually need to tie down a date and time and have a chat with them. But I look forward to releasing that in good time. But also, like I said, Darren and Cy Pod will be out. A complete ramble, that one. That'll be a hit or a miss, depending if you like hearing three blokes chatting absolute drivel. So we'll soon find out. I'd like to hear your feedback. Thank you once again for listening. Any of you who have sent a review to me over the years, I'm very grateful. Any of you who haven't, could I ask you to consider sending at least a 4-star? because I would like the podcast to be still visible in the algorithm searches of people who are listening to other TV review episodes, at the comedy podcast. So I'd be really grateful. So you can do it from your iPhone directly, or if you don't have an iPhone or you use a tablet or computer, you can still leave a review. I think on Spotify you can do so, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Acast, there's it's still possible. So just a couple of lines, I'll be very grateful. Thank you. Right, signing off. Thanks very much for listening. Please get in touch once you listen to this to let me know what you thought. Cheerio.